Welcome back to another episode of the Balcony Chatter podcast. I am your host, Andrew McKenney, and tonight I'm running solo here. Tim is on vacation. He's enjoying some time off. So we all know what that means. We all know that this is going to be a strictly Bruins podcast tonight. So as much as there are definitely things to talk about with the Celtics, but I'll let Tim cover that when he comes back next week. He'll be on the episode as usual on our next week's episode. And then I'll be out in LA and we'll be doing some cool stuff out there. We'll do a couple episodes together and hit a couple games and, you know, have some fun. So this week it's going to be talking about the Bruins, talking about a little bit of our fantasy hockey draft that we had this past weekend, and getting into the NHL because it is finally hockey season again. The first game of the season is tomorrow, or first games, I guess. So really looking forward to it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to sort of look forward to this year with the Bruins, of course, just the 100 year and all the cool events they're going to be doing and kind of seeing how things go, because obviously, as we've talked about, we don't really know how it's going to go. We have our ideas, we have our hopes, but there's not a lot of concrete kind of, the expectations aren't set in stone, really. There's not a lot that we can say for sure until we see how, you know, the training camp is finally over, the preseason is finally over. We basically know what we're going to see for the starting night lineup. So until we kind of see these guys play a little bit and see how they stick, or, you know, some of the younger guys and the new people as well, see how they stick and if they're going to be sticking around with this team, if they're going to continue or try to shake things up and bring some guys back up from Providence or, you know, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting, but we basically know at this point what the lineup is, and I'm not upset with it. I think that it's pretty good. It's the first two lines are sort of as we expected, of course. Van Riemsdyk, Zacha, and Pasta. That sounds like a pretty solid line. I don't know if this is one or two, or if, you know, I guess it's probably interchangeable at this point. And then you have Marchand, Coyle, and DeBrusk, Frederick, Patra, and Geeky, Lucic, and Beecher, and Lauko. So it kind of looks like Beecher's going to make the team, Patra's going to make the team. Who knows how long these guys stick, if they stick the whole time. Hopefully, that only helps us with salary cap and all that other stuff. But I'm thinking, because nothing has been set in stone yet, and no contract has been given as far as I know, but it looks like Heinen's going to be making this team. AJ Greer was put on waivers and picked up by Calgary, which is unfortunate. I know it's really not a huge loss as far as he's not a top two line guy or something like that, but brought a lot to the, you know, brings a lot of energy every night, and he's always willing to kind of get in there and throw the body around, and if he has to fight, he'll fight. Not known as like a great fighter like Lucic or anything like that, but it's just another guy that he was sort of somebody that's easy to root for. You know, you can be a fan of that guy who's giving 110% every night. And yeah, he's not scoring all the goals and he's not making all these fancy plays most of the time, but he's still a fun guy to watch and to be a fan of. So, you know, hopefully he does well out there. I don't know what their roster looks like, so I don't know if that is going to be a guaranteed roster spot over there for him, but hopefully he gets his shot. He seems like a guy who loves to be on a team and loves to be able to contribute and help and just be around the guys. So good luck to him. I kind of wish he was sticking around, but, you know, it is what it is. That's the whole thing about this that is unfortunate is you got to make the cuts that you think are going to be best for your team. And, of course, Don Sweeney, and they're doing that. They're giving Patra a shot, it looks like. Letting Beecher play on that fourth line kind of felt like a long time coming. And obviously he wasn't ready the last few years because he would have made the team otherwise. But and to be fair, we were fairly deep as far as, I mean, last year we were pretty stacked. There wasn't really a roster spot for an additional guy like that. So it'll be nice to see him get his shot and see how it works out for him and see if he can contribute and see if he can stick around. And I hope he does because, you know, we've been talking about him for a bunch of years now and wondering when he was going to be ready and if he would make the team and the next training camp and the next training camp. And it's starting to look good for him. So he had a very good preseason. So I think obviously that's why he's making the team. And that's why some other guys aren't. As far as defense goes, you got Grizzlick and McAvoy, which is an obvious one. Lindholm and Carlo, again, fairly obvious. And then Forbort and Shattenkirk is what we expected. But I know me and Tim and a couple other people, or I'm sure a lot of other people, were hoping that Lauri was going to get his shot up here. But they sent him back down to Providence today, which means that he'll get tons of playing time down there. He'll be able to continue to develop, and I would almost be willing to guarantee that you'll see him in a Bruins uniform at some point this season, whether that's due to injury, hopefully not, or just due to shaking up the lineup. You know, maybe one of these guys isn't playing to their potential, and something needs to happen, or maybe a trade happens and it frees up a roster spot. I don't know. But he had a very, very strong preseason. We were definitely fans of him, at least on this podcast, and we're hoping he was going to make the team. But there's still plenty of time. He's got a lot of upside. So it's going to be exciting to see him eventually get his shot and see if he can force someone out of there because he's not willing to give that spot up. If he comes up here and he plays well and he plays hard, then you know there's a real possibility that you don't see him sent back down until he screws up. And maybe that doesn't happen. But if it doesn't happen this year where he comes up here and plays for a while, I think you're going to see him as whether it's a bottom pairing defensive pair, but you're going to see him playing for the Bruins in a more permanent role very soon, whether it's this season or next season. But the kid shows that he has what it takes to play up here. He's a big guy. If he puts on a little bit more like weight and muscle and stuff, he's going to be an even scarier guy. It's just something to look forward to. You know, we've been told the last handful of years now that the Bruins have the worst prospect pool in the entire NHL. And after this preseason, I'm not so sure I believe that. I didn't really believe it before. The worst in the NHL seems a little off to me, but I don't study the AHL and I don't pretend to know all the players and know what the systems all look like and all that. So I'll take their word for it, but I would love to see them prove wrong. You know, Patra came out of nowhere. I mean, obviously they drafted him for a reason, but I don't think anybody expected him to play as hot as he did this preseason. He earned his spot, whether that's only for the first 9 games of the season or whatever it may be. That kid earned it. I mean, he played hard every game, every opportunity he was given, scored a few goals there and showed that he can play with some of these other guys that are already established and have that the need that we need a center of the future. Right now, it's nice to have Zacha and Coyle, and those guys are going to be here for a bit and hopefully contribute where we need them to contribute. But if we're talking 5 years down the road and we have a guy like Patra who is playing the way he's playing now and only has more and more potential, then we may have struck gold in without really knowing it. Obviously, like I said, they drafted him for a reason. They knew that he was a good player. But if he can really turn into something, then they might have got a steal. Because I don't think anybody was really expecting at least this. So, like I said, couple guys on waivers, mostly everyone cleared except for AJ Greer, who's now in Calgary, and the lineups are pretty much set. Obviously, you got Ullmark and Swayman too, and that's a whole other thing that we've talked about a little bit here was Brandon Bussey played very well in the games that he was given, you know, in the opportunities that he was given to. So him being down in Providence gives you that, you know, it makes you feel good because we already have two great goaltenders. if something were to happen due to injury or personal leave or whatever it may be, you have a guy that you can pull up that you can rely on to be a steady backup and have a lot of opportunity as well to grow and be potentially a backup to the starter, whoever that may be in the next coming years. Like, we've talked about Ullmark being traded a few times or maybe a handful of times on this podcast, and I really do think that it is a strong possibility. Now everybody's talking about, well, he should have traded high on him when he was playing the way he was playing last year, but why would they have traded him in a season that we all expected to get to the finals and win the finals? I mean, that was a season that was, we were destined to win it all. You know, we broke the records. We, a goalie goal, which is so uncommon, and everything went right for us last year up until the playoffs. It was Bergeron. We all pretty much assumed that it was Bergeron's last year. Everything aligned perfectly. Sweeney went out of his way, and he got all these players that really made us even deeper than we already were. And it was, you know, the stars were aligning. Let's do this for Bergeron. Let's do this, obviously, for the team as well. We want to win. We don't want to just do it for one guy. But, I mean, it was like every single thing lined up. I don't have to tell you guys listening to this podcast the stuff that I'm saying right now. But it's just everything seemed to be going the right way. So why would you have traded Ullmark last year when you needed him? You really did. So I get it, but he's also a Vezina-winning goaltender coming off of a Vezina-winning season. So if he plays very well this year, there's no way that he's going to play the way he played last year. It's just, that would be crazy if he does. I hope he does, but it would be insane. I still expect him to play at an elite level. I think that that is a possibility for him, and I think that that is what is going to happen, but I don't think that it's out of the realm of possibilities to trade him at the deadline if, you know, we're either not in the best spot or we're in a spot where we could benefit from having Swayman as the starter if he's playing well this year too, and maybe you get something to kind of give you a little bit of an extra push there. And now I'm just talking out loud here. I'm not expecting this to actually happen, but I do think that it's possible. So I don't know. And with his contract coming to an end at some point, I don't see them giving him another $5 million per year or whatever it may be for however many years he's going to want, because I think that you're going to have to pay Swayman too. Swayman is on a one-year deal, so if you want to keep him, you can't pay two goaltenders $5 million or one $5 million and one $4 million. It's just not going to work. Can't have that much tied up in your goaltending. And it doesn't seem like you need that. You need a good goaltender, but you don't need the best goaltender in the league. You don't need a great goaltender. I mean, we saw that with Vegas. They went through three, four, five goalies to get to the finals and win the finals. And yeah, their team was stacked. And yes, they had momentum in their favor, and they deserved to win. I mean, they earned that win. But you don't have to have that if you have a good team built in front of the goaltending as well. You do need a good goaltender, though. You can't have mediocre. That's just not going to work for you. Because as much as this league is going towards and is more of a scoring league now, you can't win games 5-4 every night because you don't have a good goalie. You're just not going to score that many goals that often, I don't think. But I don't know. That's my big question mark going into at least the trade deadline this year, which is so far away. I can't believe I'm even saying it right now, but I did want to kind of bring that up because I know that there was a lot of talk about it this offseason too, where people were like, is he going to get traded in the offseason? Again, sell high and see what you can get. But I think that we've established a few weeks ago or right when we came back that this season is basically going to be, you know, enjoy the 100 year, see what we can do. The expectation is to make the playoffs and then see what happens from there. So I think that it's have fun this year. Enjoy what's happening. The 100 year, the events, Marchand as his first year as a captain, Lucic coming back, some of the kids getting a shot to prove what they actually can do and how they can contribute to this team. So just enjoy the ride, and we'll see what happens. So I don't think that they're going to do anything crazy this year. I don't expect them to make some crazy moves at the deadline either, unless it is a big trade like that. But it's just, you know, next offseason we have a lot of extra money. We have a lot of contracts come off the books, some one-year deals and some expiring contracts. So you really have a lot more flexibility to build around guys like Pasta and Marchand and McAvoy and these guys that are going to be here for a long time. That happens next year, next offseason. So, again, I don't see them making big splashes this year unless for some reason they're in way better shape than we expect them to be once we get later on in the season and closer to the playoffs. So I for one, am going to enjoy it. I'm going to have fun this year. I'm looking forward to all the events, all the trips that Tim and I have planned to hit some away games and do some cool stuff and some of the stuff that we're planning for the podcast too. You know, we've been talking to some new guests that we want to have on here, maybe some old guests that we want to have back. And then we'll do the usual, you know, have some friends on that want to talk about whether they're a fan of another team or they're a fan of the Bruins as well. We got some cool stuff in the works. And I think that this fantasy hockey league is going to be super fun as well. I think that there's some good teams out there. There's some not so great teams out there. That's what makes it fun. And, you know, trades might happen. And I could tell you, I could promise you that a lot of trash talk's going to happen. So everybody that's in that league, you know, if you're listening, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to matching up against everyone and kind of seeing how things go. And I'm going to get something for the winner here. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but I'm working on something. Maybe a trophy, maybe something else, but it's going to be cool. So, like I said, the next week we'll have more of, you know, we'll have a better episode to talk about sort of the first full week of the NHL season, the Bruins home opener, all that. And then the week after that, I will be in LA. We will be doing an episode together. And we'll definitely talk some Celtics. We'll definitely, I know that there's plenty to talk about there. The first preseason game was pretty fun to watch, and I know Tim has a lot of thoughts on it. Him and I have kind of gone back and forth a bit about everything over text, over phone. Wish he was here this week so we could get into it a little bit more, but like I said, it's for me, it's all Bruins all the time, and I love the Celtics too, but as you guys know, Tim's the Celtics guy here. He knows a lot more than I do. So that's what makes this show fun. I love the Bruins. Tim loves the Bruins. We both love both teams, but you know, we can kind of bounce off of each other there with how things are going. So I'm looking forward to it all, man. I'm looking forward to the Bruins season. I'm looking forward to the Celtics season, and I can't wait to continue the podcast this year so that we can do some really cool stuff. And we appreciate everyone who listens and everyone who sends us DMs, because kind of we enjoy interacting with you guys and getting your thoughts and hearing kind of what you think is going to happen. And sometimes I will tell you, you're absolutely insane. Like, some of the takes that we get in the DMs is absolutely insane. And we love it. Like, we want to hear all of them, because it's better to hear people talk crazy than to just be like, yep, everything's good or everything sucks. Because we get a lot of that too. This team sucks and that team is horrible and we don't, you know, we're never going to win anything. And it's just, you know, even if that stuff is true, it's not always the best way to look at it. You know, we still love these teams. We still want to have fun watching them. And we don't want it to be like a Patriots situation. And I always say, and we always say, that this isn't a football podcast, but the hell was that? For all you guys who are listening that watch the Patriots, what the hell was that? I'm not going to get into it, but I just want our two teams that we talk about on this podcast to be a little bit more competitive and a little bit more fun to watch this year than that. And it breaks my heart to watch the Patriots and have them be as bad as they are right now, because we all love them. Or maybe not all. We have some people who listen to this podcast who definitely don't love the Patriots. And that's fine. And we'll cry into our six Lombardi trophies. It's fine. You don't have to like them. But I won't get into it. It's fine. We're terrible right now. I don't know why I'm talking about Super Bowls, even though we won six of them, but it's fine. Tim will be back next week. I will obviously be on the episode as well. Thank you guys for listening. There's not a lot more to talk about here this week until the season starts, which is in a couple days, or actually tomorrow, and then we'll have plenty to talk about. The topics are endless. So thank you guys again. We will be back next week, and we'll see you then.